Fast phrases. Sun-bleached white door curtain invites rest to the hours spent on my butt, now numb. Ducks are waddling, defecating the backyard. Us on a mat, them centimeters apart. Eight hands are expertly pinching extensions to my skull. A humble courtyard with five rooms, a commotion of tenants, and the landlord, Bibi Dina. The entrance is to a sofa that's seen better days, dilapidated by rain and dust, with stuff threatening to crumble its sides. Close by, a charcoal stove announces this is also the kitchen. The tree in the backyard speaks joy. There's spiels hidden in its feeble leaves, latching on the frequency of boisterous gossip, similar to the fast phrases now escaping lips of the ladies transforming my kinky Afro coils. One of them, Bibi Dina's daughter, Hawa, feels like eating ugali with sauteed greens. Yani, ukishakaanga kitunguu, tupia nyanya kwa mbali. Usiache mboga ive sana. Her desire is pronounced with relish, as though speaking it alone allows her to savor the meal. As I huddled by four knee covadera dresses, the Wasusi unveiled tales of their whole neighborhood. Howard's sister, who is becoming an alcoholic, stealing beer from that doctor's mistress. Yani, nashukuru mwanaye ana tabia nzuri. Ye angalau anaenda kanisani. Howard adds. Meanwhile, it felt like my head was having an acupuncture gone horribly wrong. By nightfall, my kinky coils were turned into a head full of lustrous braids in copper and golden hues. A Panadol had been doused for the headache. The commotions and vigor for life from that backyard allowed me to know and honor another facet of real African women.